Bismillah, Habib Omar, in the Mawlid said, praises for Allah, who generously granted us to direct ourselves to Him, and He poured upon us from the superabundance of His munificence through that which, through the one who He made reach us and made that, or through what He made reach us and made that a cause of us reaching Him, and from that which came to us from His presence, He created us from nothingness. And then He sent to Him His choicest creature, His servant, His beloved, His prophet, His chosen. Blessings, peace be upon Him, as well as His folk and companions. And He gave us Ramadan and Hajj. And He, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, taught us about Hajj and about the various months. Allah said, verily the months with Allah are 12. When Allah created the heavens and the earth, from them 4 are sacred. So do not wrong yourselves. Do not wrong yourselves in Ramadan. Do not wrong yourselves in Shawwal. Do not wrong yourselves in Dhul-Qa'dah. Do not wrong yourselves in Dhul-Hajjah. There are circumstances to make up for your mistakes. We've known from the message of this chosen how we deal with the changes of the night and the day. And Allah made the night and the day follow themselves for the one who wanted to take admonition, the one who wanted to be grateful. Those who are in the prayer niches of gratitude and thanks from the pious who took advantage of the gems of the day and the night. They took the piety of the day and the good, and other than them are deprived from these gems. All they have is the appearance of these times, and all they have is the outward manifestations of these things, and then after that they elapse, and then that is the elapsing of their lifespan without benefiting and without increasing. They were deprived from the blessings of nights and the blessings of worshiping the one who created days and nights. And is there any existent creature, does it have any virtue without that is not connected to or attributed to the one who manifested that existent creature? And he said, if someone is disconnected from the good of the creator of these things, he's deprived from the good of those things, if there was any good in them. And we find the people of good benefiting from everything in existence, and an increase in benefit, an increase in vision, an increase in realization, an increase in the purity of their hearts and cleansing of their hearts, an increase in the clarity of their reflection, an increase in becoming aware of the secrets of the Creator, an increase in nearness to Ar-Rahman, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala. They benefit from everything in existence because everything in existence leads them to the one who truly exists. Rather, they take the Creator as a proof for the existence of His Creator. And they see in this creation its originator, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala fi Allah. So they have the realities of salvation. They took advantage of the nights and the days of Ramadan, and then their whole year can become like Ramadan. They spend half a year receiving Ramadan and half a year bidding the previous Ramadan farewell. When Ramadan ends, they profit from what occurred in Ramadan, in the nights of Shawwal and Dhul-Qa'dah, and they have various types of turning to Allah in these times. From that is their slavehood, and they're seeking that, in their seeking the acceptance of their deeds. And they know the secrets of their deeds and the ones for whom they perform these deeds. And they know that without acceptance, these actions are not of benefit, so the appearance of these actions do not harm them. And this is how they are. We heard of Sayyidina al-Khalil Ibrahim when he responded to the command of Allah, the High, the Great, and he, and then he said, when Ibrahim raised the foundations of the house in Ismail, they said, oh, our Lord, accept from us. They were perceiving the secrets of their actions and not being cut off by the form of their actions. And when they expressed their voice of what was in their hearts, Ibrahim didn't say, I built this out, I did this, I did that. They said, oh, our Lord, accept us. Oh, our Lord, accept from us. Verily, you're the hearing, the knowing. In this saying, and they said, and show us our rites of worship and turn to us in repentance. Verily, you're the one who turns and the merciful. He said, so these people aren't deluded by life. They're not deluded by the forms of creatures. And send among them a messenger from them who recites to them your verses and teaches them the secret of your creation and an existence, and that he recites to them your verses and your signs, and they're not deluded by desires. And he said, and he teaches them and he purifies them. And verily, you are the mighty, the wise. This is the religion. This is the pure, clean way about which Allah said. And who desires other than the way of Ibrahim, except those who have been foolish? He said, those who are fools, who have not perceived the secret of life and the secret of deeds that are performed for the Creator. Their thinking has been steered away from seeking the acceptance of Allah and the secrets of protecting creatures from being deluded by creatures, deluded by mere forms. And the one who desires other than the way of Ibrahim, except the one who has been foolish. And the path of Ibrahim and his way, Allah said, and we chose him in this life, and verily he in the hereafter is from the pious. And this virtue and this triumph from the Lord, from where does it come? When his Lord said to him, accept, and he said, I've surrendered to the Lord of all beings. So they had concern to strengthen these meanings for those who were after them, out of faith and magnifying this and comprehending that this is the most precious thing. And he counseled his children after this. Ibrahim said, oh my children, verily Allah has chosen for you this religion. He has chosen for you to have this aspiration to him, so that you could receive profit from him. He chose for you the deen, so do not die except that you are submissive to him. Allah said, and were you witnesses when death came to Jacob? He said, the face that was after him. Where do we direct the hearts? Where are aspirations and resolves focused? These are the secrets that they left for us. What will you worship after me, Jacob said? Who will lead you in life? Who will affect your thinking? Who will you idolize? He said, we'll worship your God and the God of our forefathers, Abraham, Ismail, and Ishaq. And he said, we're following you in this. God of your fathers, Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq, one God, and we are submissive to him. And this counsel continued. Jacob called it, and his son Yusuf said, I have left the religion of a people who do not believe in Allah, those who are deluded by the forms and outward manifestations in this life. And they don't know about those deeds that they should seek, those states they should seek, those spiritual experiences they should seek. And they were not deluded by any fleeting ornaments. And he said, and I followed the way of my forefathers, this group that my Lord has chosen. I follow Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub. It was not for us to associate anything as partner with Allah. That was Allah's favor upon us and upon people. However, most people are not grateful. Oh, my companions in this prison are various false gods better, or is Allah the one? He said, hearts do not focus on them. This makes a person's thinking and mind be disrupted. Outward manifestations of this life and idols, he said, are various gods better, or is one God? These are only names that you and your forefathers have given to these things. With your human thinking that was lowly and deficient, severed from its Lord. Why would you worship other than Allah mere names that you and your fathers gave? The judgment is only for Allah. He ordered us not to worship anyone other than Him. That is the straight religion, however, most people know not. That is the straight religion, the upright religion, however, most people do not know. We reveal to you that you follow the way, the religion of Abraham, inclining to the truth and adherent to it. Their year was entirely Ramadan. And then the season of Hajj came, and they made their whole year Hajj. And they said labbaik in every time and moment to the Lord of the world. And they took themselves to account for losing the effect of responding to Allah in obedience. Striving, they left forbidden things, they left downward things, they left heedlessness, much less, far be it from them falling in forbidden things, in their sayings, their actions, in their celebrations. They live their life in sanctity. And then they constantly receive generosity. And when they were giving a more vast vantage, they made a higher meaning of sacred sanctity. They entered the state of ihram. They said, I've made ihram among those who have made ihram. He said, when the stations of my masters are mentioned, the tears of my eyes flow. And they made Hajj like this. And they circumambulate the Kaaba of being true to Allah night and day, secretly and openly, day after night, seven times after seven times. From them are removed all focuses on anything to anything other than Allah. Sayyidina Abu Bas al-Mursi said to someone, he said, someone made tawaf and they were quiet. Someone was speaking to him tawaf and he remained silent. He said, I didn't speak to you during tawaf. Don't you know that we're showing ourselves to our Lord? These are moments of tawaf or moments of connected to the Creator. These are moments that we shouldn't talk about our worldly affairs. And he wasn't talking, excuse me, about worldly affairs. This was a question of knowledge. He said, this is my time of purity with my Lord. He said, if we don't taste a meaning of divine election in this moment, when we're circumambulating his house and feeling comforted by being near and kissing the cheek, oh, how very great is the felicity of the one who came near. When Imam Haddad came to Mecca, he said, and he said, these are the people who plunge to the depths of the secrets of good deeds, and they follow the prophets in the best of states. He said, we reached the neighborhood, the precinct in which was all of our hopes, and we visited the bride of that neighborhood, and it was covered with beauty and splendor, and we circumambulated it, being comforted by nearness to him. And kissing its cheek, and how very good it is to the one who came near the black stone. And our our spirits saw great symbols of Allah's religion that were magnified, that existed in the house and the mosque around it, and also Zamzam. And he said, and we drink from the Kothar of the eternal realm while we're in the dunya. This is the state of those who don't stop at the outward manifestations of these laws. And he said that Zamzam was legislated as healing and as food, and Ibrahim used to drink from it. He said, we would drink from it to eat, to taste, to be given, and to receive generously. And it is verily the Kauthar of the eternal realm in this ephemeral realm. And the Shaykh Muhammad Amin, Allah's mercy be upon him, he said from some of the knowers of Allah, and he said that he tasted the taste of Kauthar, and is Kauthar from anything other than him. He said, that is the gift, and the one who is given is Muhammad. He said, verily we've given you Kauthar. He said, so if you connect to the one who was given Kauthar, the secrets of Kauthar will flow to you. Allah! And all of their days were Hajj, and all of their days were Ramadan, and all of their days were these seasons. For the one who wanted to take admonition or wanted to be grateful, and we made the night and the day two signs, and we erased the sign of the day, of the night, and made the sign of the day a cause of seeing, so that you would seek beneficence from your Lord. And every night is beneficence, and every day is beneficence, and every day is beneficence, and every night is beneficence. وَالْدُحَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Allah swore by the duha, the midday time, the early morning, the mid-morning time, and the night, so that there is persistent worship. And he said, your Lord has not bid you farewell. He said, every day and every night, you're the one who Allah never forsakes. Even if people make these claims, are you not satisfied? He said, aren't you satisfied, O Messenger of Allah, that we respond to your enemies? He said, aren't you satisfied with me saying, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. He said, your Lord hasn't left you. He said, the saying is my saying, and the decision is his, is Allah's, and the beneficence is his. He said, so leave Ramadan with a meaning or a secret or an indication of tasting these meanings. He said, so for this reason they fast the days of the six, and then these gatherings of visits of the Eid, so the people can live in love and magnifying these great symbols. And he said, if people knew what was in these works, they would come to them even crawling. Yearning for gatherings of knowledge after many of them pause during Ramadan. They have a longing. He said they were not steered away by the disbelievers or by the heedless. They didn't take their lifespans or their thinking. Their lights increase in every breath. They're not decreased by darkness, and they're not decreased by heedlessness. And they do not look favorably at things that are lowly to Allah, nor anything that is wicked. He said, have you seen the one who swerved from the straight path, so he saw that which was wicked as good? And this person will fall into that which is filth. Said, what about the one whose wicked deeds were embellished for him and he saw them as good? Oh Allah, in every night There is a benefit that would return to every night after it. Not just the nights of the dunya, the nights of the barzakh. If we really knew them, if we knew what was in them, and every day from Ramadan, there are things that return to all of your remaining days. In every day, there is something that will come from the effect of your Lord accepting that day in the remainder of your days. And the days are for you glistening with the lights of receiving continuously from the presence of Allah, Jalla Jalala. And you'll be rushing in those good deeds. They rush in good deeds, and they outstrip others to them. May Allah give us to follow him, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah. How very wonderful this is of a good deed. Be realized in this. How much have they invited us to seek those things that were of no consequence? He said, even our children. And he said, and the older people were ahead of them. He said, these are words from your Lord. He said, they would race in good deeds and they would pray us in hope and fear, and they were in a state of awe of us. Those are praiseworthy attributes by the Lord. Don't you seek this? Aren't we avid to attain them? With everything that you have, with everything that you got. These are benefits that you could take advantage of. And these are opportunities. If a person misses it, it'll be a bitterness for him. We seek refuge in Allah from that. Hopefully we'll be accepted in Ramadan, that it manifests for us in every time. And its effects will manifest, and its greatest benefit when we meet Ar-Rahman, and that it persists after that. In the days of Barzakh, and in the days of, on the day of rising, and in paradise, inshallah, tabaraka ta'ala. This is the recompense for what you used to do. Eat and drink in goodness for what you used to do. And he said, we've developed eternal days for you as a result of ephemeral days. So hopefully we'll take advantage of these. We'll receive a portion of these spoils, and that the effects of acceptance will manifest upon us and you. And then this will affect after that our circumstances and those of the Ummah. Many of the hearts have been attached to circumstances or events, and they forgot the creature, the creator, excuse me, they've been heedless of the creator. And he'll spend a long period of time studying these events, and he doesn't have two rakas in which he says, oh, changer of these events, change them. And he doesn't have reciting of the Quran, and he prays through that. He forgets all of these various types of blessings and beneficence. And he has this in his sight, his hearing, his inward and his outward. And he's heedless of this, as though Allah has not given him any of these blessings. And then he complains about events that occurred here or there. And he has many opportunities. And that he's blind, he ignores them. He doesn't organize establishment of proper values. And he doesn't know the meaning of those who spend the night to the Lord prostrate and standing in prayer. And those who spend the night prostrate and standing, weary of the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of the Lord, are those who know and those who do not know equal. He forgets opening a door of recitation of the Quran, such that recitation of the Quran becomes sweet. About Muhammad bin Hassan, Jamal al-Layl said, if I recite the Quran, I am satiated and given to drink. I'm satiated and quenched. And he said, so he would leave reciting the Quran during the day until the night, so that hopefully he could feel the hunger and the thirst of the fast. And he said, and I'll taste the I'll taste the taste of honey when I'm reciting the Quran. And he might recite one verse of the Quran and repeat it all night. He said, what kind of soap opera is this? He said, verily those who believe and do good works, the Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, will make for them love. And he said, the door for him of love of Ar-Rahman will open, and he'll repeat it all night until the Fajr came. And he said all night the same word, love, 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 love. And he was in a state of love from Allah al-Wadud, Jalla Jalalu. And he said in it like this, Hussein bin Uzair, he was reciting Quran and tranquility descended, Sakina descended. And he was distracted by his horse. It started to shake around. And his son, Yahya, was sleeping there. He was worried about his son Yahya being trampled by the horse. So then he went and he saw like an umbrella over him from the sky with lamps on it, and it ascended. And he went to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, that is a Sakina that came down to the reception of the Quran. He said, were you to continue, he said, you would have seen the angels there with you. He said he would have been able to see the angels. He said, what amazing series these were. What kind of staying up in the night was this? What kind of gifts from the presence of the Lord? Hopefully there'll be acceptance prior to death. And he said, you don't know no sooner than the death came and it'll take you. And he said, this man who died during Ramadan, after Ramadan. And he said, the night before, some people came to him and they were reading books of knowledge and good to him. He said he was teaching the day before, and the very next time, at the very next day at the same time, he had died. And how many people in this time was turning away from Allah, was backbiting, was doing something that Allah prohibited? However, someone who connected to light or the light of knowledge or suluk and lived on that. Someone who had Ramadan and then he died after that, or made Hajj and died after that, he would receive Allah's generosity in the grave. He said, and he didn't appear to have any illness physically. However, these are appointed lifespans which have been determined. No soul dies except by Allah's permission, and this is an appointed term. So when the time comes, they cannot delay it by one moment, nor can they expedite it by a moment. May Allah overlook all of our wicked deeds and turn all of our evil deeds into good deeds and raise us of degrees. Upon the heart of his mother, and may Allah bless his children as well as his neighbors and the people of his town. O Allah, give them increase from your gifts, and forgive and pardon, and raise them with high state degrees, those who you gave from your vast gifts, O most merciful of the merciful. O our Lord, and unite us and those whom we love in your abode of Firdaus, in the most pleasant place, through beneficence and goodness from you. O you of vast munificence, take advantage of Ramadan and accept our good in it. And let us live in the remainder of our lives being true to our Lord and gaze to this gathering of ours. And make us of those whose prayer was received, was answered. Make us steadfast on the straight way. O Allah, make us steadfast on truth and guidance. And O our Lord, make us die on the best religion. O, and make this encompass our parents and children and families and companions and all relatives and every Muslim who proclaims your oneness without doubt and send blessings forever eternally upon the best one who is sent to the best community with mercy from you. Amen.